Amendment 6 on this year's ballot in Missouri would require voters to produce a government-issued photo ID. This most commonly would mean a Missouri driver's license, Missouri non-driver's license, or a military ID or U.S. passport. Currently, people can simply bring non-photo identification, such as a bank statement or utility bill. The amendment on the ballot says it may require voters to present government-issued photo identification. Richard Rubin, a professor of law and journalism at the University of Missouri, says voters should not be confused by the vague language.
That may language can be confusing to people because it indicates that the government simply has the authority to do it. In fact, the government will do it if it's given that authority.
According to Rubin, the specific way in which the bill will be interpreted will be guided through a House bill passed earlier this year over Governor Nixon's veto. But he also said some of the specifics would likely still be up for interpretation.
Under the language of the statute, any government-issued identification should be enough. So, for example, a question would be whether your University of Missouri photo ID would count. Under the language of the statute, it sure should because it is issued by a state entity, the University of Missouri. Now, whether or not at the end of the day that's going to be found to be acceptable, I think it's going to be a matter of litigation.
If the amendment passes, voters who arrive without the proper ID will be able to cast a provisional ballot and sometime in the following few days show the necessary identification to an election authority. Rubin says the amendment will still make voting more complicated for many people.
This would be a very strict voter ID requirement that could potentially disenfranchise or make it more difficult to vote for upwards of, 250,000 Missourians or so, and that's why there's some concern over it.
The amendment differs from a previous law that was struck down by the Missouri Supreme Court in 2006. Rubin says the reason this amendment is on safer ground is because it eliminates one of the primary objections to that earlier law.
The U.S. Supreme Court has said that voter ID requirements can be constitutional as long as they don't impose too much of a burden on taxpayers. The Missouri Supreme Court said that the particular voter ID requirement that was at issue in that case was unconstitutional. And the big difference between that case and the current incarnation of a voter ID requirement is that the current amendment would provide for free voter identification badges or cards. And so the question is whether that is enough to survive scrutiny by the Missouri Supreme Court.
Even so, Rubin says the difficulty of getting the right photo ID can still be significant, and it may lead to some challenges in court.
The problem with state photo ID requirements is not so much the requirement itself as it is the documentation necessary to get that, ID card. They still need proof of, that you are who you are. Well, a passport is expensive to get, The birth certificate can be costly, if not impossible, to get. Older people, honestly, may not remember the county they were born in. The county may not, maintain, easily retrievable records. For example, some jurisdictions require you to show up in person to be able to get that information. And, particularly for older persons, for persons with disabilities, people who have difficulty getting around, these can be not insignificant burdens. So that's the challenge for the proponents of Amendment 6 is to provide enough proof to the Missouri Supreme Court that the voters who would be affected by it, who would need to get a voter ID issued by the state, would not be so burdened as to make it unconstitutional under the Missouri Constitution.
If it passes, Rubin says, we'll have to wait and see just how it plays out in the courts.
We'll just have to see going forward. I expect it to be litigated if it passes, in both its validity and then ultimately what issues such as what qualifies as a state ID.
I'm Molly Olmstead, KBIA News.